listener production.
What do local doctors think about plans to overhaul Medicare? Talks underway on a plan to address rising energy costs. And our local rugby league reps ready to take to the field in Coffs Harbour. Today's weather partly cloudy and 30 degrees, the top in Coffs, a possible storm and 29 for Port. I'm Cherie Coleman and welcome to Mid-North Coast Local News. Local doctors have given us their two cents on our Premier's plan to overhaul the Medicare system. Dominic Perrottet is chasing a national deal, with boosting rebates and building more GP clinics set to dominate talks at National Cabinet tomorrow. Whether or not pharmacists should be allowed to prescribe some medicines like antibiotics to treat UTIs will also be up for discussion, which is currently allowed in Queensland. Marianne Dover, a GP in Port, says it could work, but it would need to be done extremely carefully.
I don't mind that a pharmacist will do that, but I want to know that the pharmacist is going to examine the patient, send off a pathology sample, and they're going to write back to the GP so we don't fragment care. If it's done properly and if it's done safely, I'm all for it, but I just don't see how that's going to happen.
Still on health, and the state government has taken a swipe at federal Labor, accusing Canberra of dragging its heels on a single employer model for GPs. Created and trialled in the Murrumbidgee, it aims to help attract and retain more doctors in regional areas, allowing them to transition between placements in hospitals and general practice while maintaining their employment conditions. The Albanese government this week announced a limited expansion of the trial to Tasmania. That's despite requests from New South Wales for a full statewide expansion here.
We have a serious issue with doctors in rural and regional New South Wales, and we're ready to go right across the state.
That's Regional Health Minister Bronnie Taylor. Our Energy Minister's reassuring locals the government is working with the Commonwealth on a plan to help bring down energy prices. Retailers are passing on gas price hikes, with families here set to pay just under $100 more a year. Matt Keane says efforts are underway to help households.
As part of the agreement to cap coal prices, we're working with the Albanese government to ensure we put downward pressure on electricity prices.
A heads up to drivers at Fernbrook. Work gets underway today to install some new safety barriers on Waterfall Way between Ebor and Dorrigo. There'll be a reduced speed limit in place, with one of the lanes getting shut down. It'll add around 10 minutes to travel time, with the works to wrap up by the end of the month. Some relief for Coffs Harbour residents, with the daily commute about to get a little less bumpy. Over $1.6 million has been given to council to fix potholes in and around the city. And briefly, tenders to complete the controversial upgrade of Port Macquarie's breakwall have now closed. Checking sport now, some of our most promising rugby league players will take to the field this weekend with the Laurie Daly and Andrew Johns Cup competitions getting underway. 20 rep squads from across regional New South Wales will battle it out for the premiership, with the North Coast Bulldogs taking on the Northern Tigers in Coffs on Saturday. Supporter Daniel Tempest says they've got plenty to work on if they're to take out the crown this year.
Being a little bit more aggressive in defence and just really playing the footy that they know to play and staying connected in defence and just work hard until the end of the game.
Our under-18 squad just missed out on taking the Laurie Daly title last year, going down in the grand final.